This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ehr.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, it must be springtime or pretty close because the Catholic Radio Golf Outing is just around the corner, coming up May 19th.
I can't wait.
And this year we're going to be back at Plum Creek Golf Course. We were there for quite a few years and it was pretty popular. And last year we decided, well, we'll try a different course and see how that goes. And that was very nice too. We enjoyed that, but some of the golfers said, boy, they really kind of like Plum Creek a little better. So we decided we'll be
back at Plum Creek
this year. And it's Tuesday, May 19th. So mark your calendar for that, for our golf outing. And our major underwriter for that is Marion Financial Partners. We thank them very much for their support on that. And look forward to seeing as many of you as you can. If you can get together a foursome, that's great. If you want to golf as a single, we'll match you up with some other people. You'll meet your new best friends, and you'll be a golfing foursome.
How do you register for that anyway, if you want to do that?
You can go on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you'll see a golf logo there. And click on it. You'll get some more details about the hours and the times. It's $125 per person, or $450 for a foursome. So, and that includes mass in the morning. It includes lunch. It includes golf with a cart. Includes dinner. Lots of prizes. Lots of fun. Beverage cart all day long. It's a great day. It's a lot of fun. Tuesday, May 19th. You can sign up at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We are also looking for some businesses who might want to step up to the plate and help us with some sponsorships, some underwriting sponsorships. Maybe sponsor the lunch for us, or sponsor the dinner, or different things like that. And that helps out so much, because whether it's a dinner or a golf outing or whatever, whatever the price to golf or price for the dinner really is almost a break even for the organization.
True.
And it really boils down to sponsorships is what makes the event, from a financial standpoint, worth having. So if you're in a business and think, gee, I could help them out a little bit, it doesn't have to be real expensive. We got all kinds of different levels that we'd be happy to tell you about. You can just give us a call at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Again, the golf outing Tuesday, May 19th. Hope to see you there.
Well, we've got a great show lined up for you again today. I say that almost every time, but it's true. We always have great shows, great guests. Well, our culture, there's some really wild stuff going on in our culture, and many people are really confused about their identities, and in particular, the gift of human sexuality. Theology of the body, which is our topic today, is needed more than ever. And if you don't know what theology of the body is or never heard of it, then you won't want to miss today's show, because our guest is Katie Sveck, OFS, and she'll tell you what that is. And she's here to tell us all about theology on the body. So welcome to Faith in Action, Katie.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Jim.
Actually, Katie and I met a while ago. I think your son was doing that, what was it called?
Young Eagles.
And that's a thing with Catholic Aviation Association to get young people interested in flying. And we did a story for the Catholic Moment, and her son was one of the flyers, one of the pilots. So
and is that where they do the gliders too, or is that something different?
I am uncertain.
It was a real
you hope the one he has has a motor.
Yeah. Actually, the one he flew was a propeller plane. So okay. It was out there in Noblesville. Really cool. But anyway, we knew each other. So, but we're going to talk about theology the body today. So first I want to ask you, you have these letters after your name, OFS. Are you a religious? You're married, right? Explain that.
Yeah. I'm married with 6 children.
All right. That's good.
But what it stands for is, in Latin, the Order of the Secular Franciscans. So many people would think of that like a third order.
Yeah, that's what I'm familiar with.
Yes, but we are actually an autonomous order in the church with an office in the Vatican. And Francis wrote our rule, and so that makes us unique. And so even though I don't have a habit, in the secular Franciscan and in the Franciscan family, mm-hmm. I am just as much a Franciscan as the fryer you would see, mm-hmm. Or the pour clear.
And you have the taw, you have the taw necklace on. So mm-hmm. I'm a big Franciscan fan. So Franciscan fan.
Is that a large organization? I mean, are there a lot of people in that order around the world, or is it?
There are numbers. I think just like any other religious, mm-hmm. or you know, it's all going down mm-hmm. in numbers, which is one reason that we want to spread the word, so that some people who maybe aren't aware, but maybe have always had that calling, can know. And particularly, too, people think there has to be that choice also between those mm-hmm. vocations. But even some of the popes have said to our order, you're quite peculiar in that, you know, the fact that you are married and then you also have this vocation.
But somebody who feels maybe, like say, they are married or could be single, it wouldn't matter, and they're living a full everyday life.
Absolutely.
But still feels maybe they're called to do something. Maybe they're called to do something special. This might be something that would work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been told, at least from our formation director, that once you have that call to an order such mm-hmm. as that the call is true. But then you may be a third order Carmelite. You may be a third order Dominican. Mm-hmm. So then to just start that discernment process to see if the Lord is calling you to that particular spirituality to live out that rule.
Well, since we brought it up, do you know, is there like a web page that you can rattle off very readily? No?
Not rattle off very readily. It's long to my recollection, but yeah.
But it would be the OFS, explain what that is again, the name.
It's the Latin for the Secular Franciscan Order.
Okay, so someone could just Google Secular Franciscans and probably get connected.
Yeah.
Okay, that's for
sure.
for people wanting to do that.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking with Katie Svek, and we are talking about the theology of the body. Okay, what is that, and then how did you get connected to that?
Okay, that's a big question.
Two questions, though.
Yeah, and I probably have three answers. So let's start with how I got there.
Okay.
Which in coming here, I was realizing, wow, I have roots in Catholic radio here. So let me explain. I was heading up our Respect Life ministry at my parish. And
you're at St. Maria Goretti?
In Westfield.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And on Catholic radio, had heard right on the onset, and I can't recall if it was David B. Wright or Sean Carney, but
okay.
heard the about 40 Days for Life. Mm. And it just penetrated. And I thought, Lord, let me remember the name of this until I get home and I can Google it. And anyway, long story short, started that process. Fast forward to I'm praying out one day on the ground at Planned Parenthood there on Georgetown Road. And we had a save, and everyone was rejoicing, which is a good thing. But I had this wave of just kind of righteous anger come over me. And I said, okay, this is good, but Lord, this is not the fix. Mm-hmm. This is not the fix. There's something deeper. There's something more. And crying out to him, I want to work at the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And also in that time, there was sex ed program in our school, and I was feeling like this is not really hitting the mark either.
Mm-hmm.
We were on a chaperones for a pilgrimage to Rome, and we ended up being at the tomb of John Paul II, and everybody in our group kind of wandered away, and I sat there with him, and I just again cried out, please just fix this. You know, I need to get to this institute that I had learned of, which was the Theology of the Body Institute. And 3 weeks to the day later,
wow.
I was being sent to the Theology of the Body Institute.
Where is the institute?
It is in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They do remote classes around the country about once a year. The first, what they call the Head and the Heart Immersion course.
And so you can take the courses without ever leaving home, or do you do part of it over?
No, you do it in the presence of wonderful teachers like mm-hmm. Christopher West and Bill Donahue and mm-hmm. Dr. Janet Smith. And
ooh, wow.
I mean, I can't, the list of the faculty is astounding.
So then is this like an academic degree, or is this a certification, or is it some combination of their
good
the
question
two, the
right
two?
So
because you know, people might be like, maybe I want to do this
exactly,
you know?
And I would encourage you, it is a certification,
okay,
with you know, a certain number of courses and paperwork and tests, and you know, just like any other degree. But you can also couple that with Pontifex University and receive a master's degree.
Okay. Wow. So you felt called to do something, right?
Yes.
And then you prayed at the tomb of John Paul II.
Yeah.
St. John Paul, yes. the great, the second.
He's such our friend that we just...
Yeah, he is a friend. I saw him. I actually went on that pilgrimage in 2020.
Okay.
Or 2000 exactly, and saw him in real
oh,
life. But
beautiful.
But same guy, right?
Yeah.
So now tell us what the theology of the body is, okay. Because people may not know what that is.
Yeah, everybody
definitely
has a body, but when you think of theology, well, that's holy things, church things,
right,
that you think about, and you just, your body doesn't seem to fit in there. There's kind of a gap there.
Yes, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Jim, as far as when we hear that title, like, it doesn't sound right to our ears. So let me give you a head answer and a heart answer,
okay,
as to what it is. What it is originally was a book that John Paul II wanted to publish at the beginning of his pontificate. He was advised not to, but he thought the message was so valuable and so important that he began to deliver them right at the onset of his Wednesday audiences. So in September of 1979, he began, and there are some gaps went for his travel and whatnot, so it wasn't consecutive Wednesdays, but that culminated in November of 84.
So this is a series of homilies, basically, that John Paul II gave on this topic,
right,
that he wanted to write a book on.
Yes.
But he kind of dribbled it out on Wednesdays, right?
Exactly. And then the Daughters of St. Paul, who collect all of his works, then were the ones seeing the value and the richness, and they published that first edition.
Now, this wasn't really anything brand new that he came up with that had never been heard of before.
No.
Well, it was more of a reiterating or compiling,
yes,
or putting all the pieces together, maybe.
Right. I would say it was a reclamation of what the early church fathers understood about the human person, that we are this body-soul composite. And what it truly is a teaching about what it means to be authentically human and being made male and female. And then that call of the two to become one, and how that communion of persons in that marital act then is an icon or a window then to see and understand God's love in that eternal exchange between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have kind of gotten away from really what the whole purpose of love, marriage, male and female, there's such a tax on all those things. When we come back, I think you talked about the head. We're going to talk about the heart when you come back. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the heart of theology of the body. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
I'm Steve Alec of USA Football and parishioner at St. Maria Goretti Parish in Westfield, and I am blessed with a 35-minute commute to and from work every day, and I can't start my day unless it goes to 90.9 or dialing up the Catholic Radio Indy phone number on my cell phone and making that drive on 465. It is the spiritual vitamin that I need to get my mind focused on Christ, which impacts my entire life as a disciple of Jesus, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a co-worker. I can't say enough of what Catholic Radio has done for me, and the small but mighty team at Catholic Radio Indy is a group that I'm very grateful for. Thanks for all you do, and the whole team at Catholic Radio Indy. Appreciate all that you do.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, co-hosting as well as our guest. We've got Katie Svek, OFS, and we already talked about what that is. But we're talking about theology of the body. Now, let's pick it up with the heart. What is the heart of theology of the body? Before the break, we talked about the head. What's the heart?
I would say, and many people would answer this different ways, but for me, and I think many people would agree, it's an invitation to the wedding feast at Cana, wherein the Lord is transforming, you know, those dirty waters into fine wine. And
that's us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The healing power that can come through this is incredible. And also, too, this is funny for me that I say, Lord, why did you wait till my early 30s to give me this choice wine? And there had been many sips of wine before, good Bible studies, prayer experiences, retreats, but this was the best.
So why, what is it about theology of the body that is so different or so unique from other maybe teachings or programs, or you know what I mean?
Right. So I would say, first of all, the correction that needs to be made is theology of the body is not a program.
Okay.
It's a lens through which to see the faith.
It's more of a theological truth.
It's not a replacement for sex education, even in Catholic schools?
It should be taught as that, but that to compartmentalize it into just that box would be doing a tremendous disservice, because it informs us not only about sex ed, like you said, you know, marriage, but it is also going to deepen our understanding of liturgy and all different walks of vocational life, you know, from consecrated virgins, religious. It's just a deepening of the whole full gamut.
So can you talk a little bit about the confusion in our culture with human sexuality and maybe how theology of the body kind of can help us through that confusion?
Right. So I think the first thing to clarify are some of those words that you used, human sexuality. So when we first hear that word sex, a lot of us are thinking the action to do, the marital act.
In a very, very, very limited sense.
Yeah, absolutely. and you know, it really is too confining. And we have to go back to the what our former understanding was, that it was being male and female. And then you know, so then sexuality
is... We are very, very, very unique and irreplaceable.
Right. So what sex is saying about us is something, not what we do, but who we are. And then so sexuality is speaking to that visible reality that when I look at my body, I can tell that I am made for another. And someone not like me, but someone that complements me. And then in that complementarity, I'm seeing that I have a call to communion. And so then that is...
It's like a puzzle. Like a puzzle. Two puzzle pieces. You know, you can't... Those pieces aren't... If you lose one piece, you can't complete the puzzle.
Right.
You know?
Right. So it's saying a lot, too, about the integration of the body of Christ. You know, what I think you're saying with those puzzle pieces coming together, and how we, you know, receive the seed of what God wants to provide, and we bear and bring life out into the world. And that comes in physical ways, but also spiritual ways as well.
So it's more than talking about the gift of human sexuality. It's more about who we are and who God is, right?
Right.
And God's love for us.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right. You had also asked about the confusion in the world. There's so much to say about that. That could probably be multiple shows.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think that we have to also come to the revelation in our society. We can envision it this way, that there's like a tightly woven thread made of three strands, or at least there used to be. Those three strands being marriage, the marital act, and children. And in our culture, we can see that these things are becoming frayed out and distinct. And that thread that used to bind us together and, you know, create society, this tightly woven fabric, is now becoming less than what it used to be. So then I think the answer for that is, you know, obviously the church would tell us that Christ reveals man fully to himself. So when we take all these frayed threads to the foot of the cross and we let Christ reveal what he has to say about humanity, just like the soldiers, we find that his tunic is right there, right? And it is seamless. So that's the healing that we can find.
So who is theology of the body designed for?
That's very easy and very short. The adage is, if you have a body, this theology is for you.
And
kind of a user's manual.
Exactly. But truly, I think a lot of people, like Jim had mentioned, they want to box it into, well, this is sex ed, or this is all about marriage, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's certain notions of what that is. And truly, it's a healing of what you had said. These words don't go together. We have these heresies that have been with us since the very beginning, that, well, not since the very beginning, but, you know, in the early church, that the spirit is good and the body is bad. Mm-hmm. And especially in our American society, that puritanical roots that we have, they definitely were feeling that way. So it's particularly a part of the American culture. And so this theology of the body is trying to wipe away what is not true in that, that God has made your body. You are good. You are holy. And you shouldn't have to separate your spirit from your body in order to be holy. And so what we see in that culture, getting back to the confusion, is that backlash where people in some way are realizing my body is good. And so, you know, keep your rosaries off my ovaries, as the adage goes, right? It's very twisted, but something in that, they are crying out that my body is good. They don't understand. So then they've kind of gone to this all body, sort of what we might say is animalism, mm-hmm. You know, just becoming less than who they are. Mm-hmm. And so then on the hyper end of that, people that might want to find their piety in shutting down the body, everything about it is bad. And, you know, we can't live in that. We ought to live in the middle because we are enfleshed persons. For goodness sakes, our faith is all about being incarnational faith, right? Mm-hmm. If Christ did not come in the flesh, mm-hmm. what do we have?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think I've talked to other people about how sin and confusion, you know, and the devil who wants to get us confused, right. causes disintegration.
Absolutely.
And so the theology of the body is just another way of really a total integration of ourselves,
yes,
mm-hmm. with the spirit.
And where would people learn about this? I mean, this is something that you don't really hear from the pulpit on Sunday. Right. Where would a person hear about this, or where should a person hear about this?
Okay, if I can say one thing about that too. I was praying about coming here and thinking about that faith in action. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, you hear this and I want to do that. I want to do it for myself and all this action. And within the teaching, John Paul talks about the Marian dimension preceding the Petrine. So then I need to receive before I can do. So my caution to listeners or anybody that would want to
delve into it.
Yeah, they want to receive it for themselves and for their own healing first, mm-hmm. and let their own heart be transformed. And then in that, then they can take that step into action. So that being said, there are multiple books, multiple resources. You know, our own local Catholic bookstores carry books for sure in this. And then there's also the Theology of the Body Institute, Bridget, which you had mentioned.
Yeah, let's talk about the Theology of the Body Institute, because I think I was listening to some of the, I think Christopher West and his wife have podcasts.
I do. Ask Christopher West.
So people can talk a little bit about that podcast, because I was listening to it. It's really, sure. really good.
It's very, very good. It comes out weekly on Mondays. They usually drop it. And it is beautiful, I think, in a particular way, because you are seeing Christopher and Wendy, his wife, answer questions yeah. in and through their marriage. Mm-hmm. So what he has through many years of teaching, you know, we've not heard her voice. It is there, but it is, you know, it's not been vocal until mm-hmm. now. And the way that she compliments him, it is just so beautiful. And you can, because it's called Ask Christopher West, you can submit questions to them.
And there are some really interesting questions that are really applicable to yes. everyday life, relationships, just any questions, anything's fair game, pretty much.
Right. And to keep in mind, too, these are questions from all walks of life and right. all vocations.
Yeah. You know, and maybe not even Catholic.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's another thing that I think is really interesting about this whole theology of the body, that it's for everybody, even if you're not Catholic.
Yes. And actually has been a great uniting in heart with the Protestant family and a lot of evangelicals, picking up with, you know, the originals that John Paul II talked about, because as Sister Helena Burns, a fellow student of mine and also a wonderful teacher of theology of the body, heard her say once that the teaching is the only Bible companion you'll ever need.
That's a pretty good endorsement. So we have just a couple minutes left, just for your own personal what's it been like for you to kind of get involved in this? How is it? I know you mentioned it changed your life.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a cliche in the church to say, oh, I went on this retreat. It was life-changing. I read this book. It was life-changing. Yeah, and so it's hard to capture another word. I would say just that I finally came to realize that I wasn't loved for what I did. I was loved for who I am, and I finally was rooting my identity as a beloved daughter of the Lord, as opposed to the devotions I had and how many masses I was going to, or you know, those kinds of things that we get wrapped up in. And then once our identity is rooted there, which is not always easy, you have to keep returning back to that place, then everything after that falls into place, right? Once we understand who we are and who made us and who loves us and who we're called to be.
Katie, is there a place for people to start? Maybe listeners listening right now says, gee, we don't seem to have anything like that in our parish. Where would they contact you, or would they contact?
Absolutely.
And how would they do that?
Okay. There are multiple speakers within the area, fellow students who have been, especially within the Archdiocese.
Who will come out to your parish or your school and speak?
Absolutely. Maria Kossel being one of them, who's within the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, fellow student and graduate with me. And two, there's many products through Ascension Press.
Sure.
That was started right alongside the Theology of the Body Institute. And so anybody can go there. They have a number of DVD programs. So that's something you can do at home, whether with your spouse and or with your children.
That's great. So also, and if you want to get that podcast, I think you can go to tobinstitute.org to get connected to. Is that where the Christopher West podcasts are?
The podcast will be at AskChristopherWest.com.
Oh, AskChristopherWest.com.
If you want to go to the courses, that would be tobinstitute.org. You can also then have access to some of the media that he does through the community that exists, online community that exists.
I can't believe it. We're out of time. Katie Sveck, OFS, talking about theology of the body. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Peter.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.